Episode 113.
The utmost respect for him that I didn't have before, because I didn't know how hard of a business it is. Through me coming in full time and watching him manage the technicians and work on cars, he still works on cars here and there. I did not give him the respect for the job that he did as much as I should have. I know he provided for the family, but it is a tough business. It is a very tough business.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hello, aftermarketers throughout North America and around the world. Carm Capriato here, and thank you for listening to the Premier Automotive Aftermarket Podcast. Welcome to episode 113 with Kim Auerenheimer. And this episode starts up a brand new category series on Married Partners, A Wife's Perspective. This episode is brought to you by Federal Mogul Motor Parts, with brands like Moog, Felpro, Wagner Brake, Champion, Sealed Power, FP Diesel, and more. They're the parts techs trust. Find out more at fmmotorparts.com. I love doing these interviews for you. I get excited and engaged over every interview because the success stories from our guests are honest, raw, and unfiltered. And that's the great value of each interview. When you distill it down, every guest is telling their story of remarkable results. Now, where do you come in? You, my listener, are the fuel that makes it all go, because you desire to learn as much as you can about our beloved industry and your professional and personal growth. Well, that's what stokes the fire. As I said earlier, welcome to the start of a new category series. Today marks the first episode in a series we will do themed Married Partners, A Wife's Perspective. Now meet Kim Auerenheimer, co-owner with husband Rob of CS Automotive in Brentwood, Tennessee. And Kim wears the hat of business manager. Kim has not always been a part of the business, as she had a career in real estate and commercial property management. So why listen? Kim will take you to the moment when her and Rob decided she should get involved in the business. Learn her biggest benefits of working together. And discover Kim's views on roles and trust. Kim really gave her all in this interview, and she has one great story for you. Many married service professionals will relate, and many will get a blueprint on how married service professional entrepreneurs make their partnerships work. Now here is Kim Auerenheimer's story. A warm welcome to Kim Auerenheimer of CS Automotive in Brentwood, Tennessee. Kim, are you ready to share your remarkable results?
I am. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Now, you and your husband own CS Automotive in Brentwood, and his name is Rob. He's a tech-turned-owner. You guys bought a building, and you moved into, I think, just last year, right?
2 years ago. 2 years ago, last week, we've been here.
Wow, congratulations. Now, four years ago, you came on board to work with Rob.
Actually, it was back in 2011, I started full-time. I had been in commercial real estate, property management, had my own career. Rob started the shop back in the back of a warehouse back in October of 2006. So we're coming up on our 10 years.
Wow.
We're so excited. He started the business in the back of a warehouse. We eventually grew out of that and moved into a 3,600 square foot, four bay, three lift shop, and kind of got into a place in the business where the business was running us and controlling us in our lives.
Yeah.
And we kept growing, and yet we kept getting deeper in debt and so many different things because Rob was trying to do it by himself.
Sure.
And I would come in on a Sunday afternoon and post payables and, you know, write the payroll checks and such. But it wasn't, he was doing it and I was just on the outskirts watching.
Can you take us to the moment, Kim, where you guys sat down and he said, or you said, "Hey, come on, let's get together"?
Absolutely. It was at dinner, and he looked at me and he said, I can't do this anymore. It's too much. And I need to hire somebody. And we looked at each other, and it came that point of who best to be involved in the business that besides somebody that has just as much ownership, or not physical ownership, but the need to pay our bills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had
skin in the game, really.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so we looked at our finances and what I was making, and our insurance, and all, you know, we went all the way down to our insurance can be a deduction now if it's paid through the business. And it, you know, we were looking at the fine line, can I give up my career and my solid income, my monthly income,
right,
to come on board? And it only made sense. And so that was in July of 2011. So I've been officially an employee going on almost five years.
Hey, so explain to me, did you guys just get out an Excel spreadsheet and do the plus and the minuses and look at the numbers, or did you just do it on a yellow pad in your gut?
Oh, I'm an Excel person.
Okay, all right.
And that's one of my gifts that I feel like I can offer. But no, we went down to the nitty gritty of if this made sense for me to come on full time. So I left my career of almost 17 years, and came on to automotive repair, knowing nothing about automotive repair business.
I believe you would agree that being a top tech is real hard work. Keeping up is a full-time gig, considering vehicle technology, repair procedures, and diagnostics. It's refreshing to know that Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Guru is there for you. It's been designed by and for technicians, the best in the industry. And did you know there's no other comprehensive program like this anywhere? A big part of the program is the nationwide network of Guru's on-site training and technology centers. There, you can get your hands dirty with the equipment and tools you use every day in real work-related situations. When online is your perfect way to learn, do it with Guru's 24/7 online academy with a huge catalog of training course options. And with the Guru's on-the-go technology fleet, they bring the latest products and demos right to your shop. And this year, you get free stuff from the Garage Rewards Loyalty Program. You earn points towards gear from your favorite Federal Mogul Motor Parts' brands. And what is really great, it costs nothing to join, and you'll start earning points immediately. So head on over to fmgarageGurus.com and learn all about Garage Guru's training, support, and get in on the rewards. So what are the benefits of working together, husband and wife?
I think the biggest benefit is that we're on the same page. We have the same goal in mind, and that is succeeding and providing, not only providing for our own families, but we have seven employees that we provide for.
Sure.
And we're providing for their families. And so our goal every day is to obviously pay payroll, because that's first and foremost.
Sure.
And but just our goal is to, together, we have the same vision, we have the same plan, and that is family balance and success.
You know, that's a question I was going to ask a little later, but you just brought it up. How do you create the work-life balance, both working in the business? Do you have a family?
We do. We have two kids that are, my son is he's a junior, rising senior at University of Tennessee in Knoxville.
Wow.
Just got engaged last Saturday.
Congrats to you.
So, yeah, right. We're excited. And then we have a daughter that's a freshman at UT in Knoxville as well.
Okay.
And so we're empty nesters now for the first year, which has had a lot of challenges.
Now, why? How? Explain to me. What kind of challenges?
Our kids are gone. They're gone. But they're only a couple hours away, and they come home way more often than most of their friends do.
But it's different. Is it different positive? I mean, you guys probably have been able to make it work and have a little kind of different fun than maybe when the kids were there?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Our yard looks great now. We have more time to spend time in our yard.
All right.
But it is, you know, when our kids were home, we walked in the door and it was about our family. It was about our kids. Now it's a little interesting because we do tend to talk a little more shop at home. But it's, you know, the key, I think, for a husband and wife working together and separating that having that balance is, first of all, ask permission. Hey, is it okay if we talk about the shop right now? Because if I don't want to talk about the shop, it's not going to be pretty. It's okay. Not going to be good. If Rob doesn't want to talk shop, the conversation's going to go nowhere. So we both have to be in agreement that it is okay to talk shop at home.
So that's kind of a rule, a marriage rule for you guys?
It has evolved into that.
Okay. And most importantly, I hear, is that if you know your role and you respect each other's role, that even makes it better at work.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Tell me about that.
We actually are, the way our new shop is, the building that we purchased, we have a dividing wall. And it's interesting because my office, my desk, my computer is looking at the dividing wall between the shop and the front office. And I have a large window. In fact, I can see my husband work from my desk right now.
Okay.
We have that divided. If it's front office, administrative, sales, paperwork, systems, obviously HR, accounting, it's all front office. That's on me.
Oh, so you've got the systems.
We've got the systems.
Okay.
That's got the systems. The back shop, beyond the wall, is Rob, inventory, technicians, productivity, inspection process, QR, you know, QC, equipment. So it's nice. I mean, it's taken us a number of years to establish each other's trust.
Sure.
Mostly it's for him to gain the trust in me because I wasn't in the business.
No.
I didn't know anything. And
you came in fresh and green. And
with no knowledge of automotive whatsoever.
And he probably talked a little shop at home, but you had no clue. Now you're in it. You respect it a whole lot more.
Absolutely. And I have the utmost respect for him that I didn't have before because I didn't know how hard of a business it is. And so through me coming in full time and watching him manage the technicians and work on cars, he still works on cars here and there. Mm-hmm. I did not give him the respect for the job that he did as much as I should have. I know he provided for the family, but it is a tough business. It's a very tough business.
It's so hard to relate to what each other does unless you've walked in each other's shoes for a while. And now you have a chance to do that. And, oh my God, all those years, honey, I should have
had a lot more compassion when you came home dog dead tired because it's hot, you know, it's hot and it's Tennessee summers. It's hot out there.
Yeah.
You know, there's just a lot that I never, that I always just took for granted. And so, but now we have a level of respect that's bar none. And,
okay. So is there an agree to disagree pact between you and Rob?
Absolutely. And I feel like there should be in every marriage, whether they work together or not, because everybody is, they have their own personalities. They have their own foundational beliefs. And, you know, he and I, we celebrated our 22nd anniversary a couple weeks ago.
Great.
And, you know, through 22 years, and I always tell people, I didn't really know my husband until I came to work with him full time. I didn't know him. But there's things that he believes, there's things that I believe. And sometimes I have to agree to disagree, because either I'm going to be proven right in the future or he's going to be proven right in the future. And there's never, I told you so. I think that's the respect that there's never an I told you so. There's that moment of thank you. Now we have the answer, no matter who was right or wrong. So I think agreeing to disagree is important in every relationship, not just partnership and business and such.
Got it. Do you ever work from home?
Very seldom.
Okay.
I have this internal guilt that if I'm not there, the phone, the phones ring off the hook here. We have two people up front. I'm hoping you're not hearing them now because they're ringing. But I feel like I need to be here to be a part of it. He doesn't want me here as much as I am, just because he wants to give me time to take care of our, our home.
Sure.
And I'll admit, this morning I got here about an hour later than everybody else, and it was quite nice.
Feel guilty about that.
And I don't feel guilty, but that's a process of learning to work with each other. It's only been 5 years, and it seems like 5 years is a long time, but we're still learning to work with each other. But I do have the abilities to log in and look at the end of the day.
Sure,
and
sure.
So if I wanted to, yes, I could.
Sense of humor is important?
In everything. Everything.
Does it help you guys out?
There are times that we just look at each other and laugh and, why are we doing this? And, there's times where it's nice because we do, it is a busy, busy shop here. And there are times that we are able to sneak away and he'll give me a little kiss, just to remind each other that we are in this together. But it is, I think sense of humor is the most important. And we have the best crew. We have such a tight knit group.
Yeah.
That we can read each other. If somebody's not doing well, we can read each other, not just Rob and I, but our employees. And I think that is, and we cut up all the time.
That's great.
All the time.
Oh, that's
so
great. Yeah. That's just great. Is there anything you'd go back and do over? Think back 5 years?
Yes. Several things. Probably the most would be not coming in with the expectation of I'm going to have the trust of Rob, knowing that I can be a partner in this. He ran the shop all by himself. And I think husbands and wives, many times the husband worked at the dealership. Rob did 25 years in dealership before opening the shop. And so he knows automotive. I come in and I know business. And yet I didn't know automotive business. So coming in with the expectation that I was going to be received right off the bat.
I see.
There were some struggles at first. Mm-hmm. Like I had these great ideas, but I hadn't been in the business with them for the 5 years prior. I haven't been in business for 25 years. So I had all these great ideas. Some of them we put into to work and some of them we didn't.
So what you're saying is you would have stepped back, assimilated, listened a little bit more and see how what's going on fits with the ideas that you had and then maybe waited a few months. Is that what you're saying?
Right. I see. And the other thing too, and I had some great coaching on this, is it is a very difficult business and it can be very stressful. And so when Rob gets stressed out, he spins out, and I would take that personal. That personal. Why can't I fix that? Why can't, why is he yelling at me instead of one of the employees that he's upset with? And so I would take it personal rather than saying, I'd rather him yell at me rather than the employee, because somebody in this argument's going to be wrong, whether it's Rob or the employee. But I would definitely go back and not take it personal when he's upset, not take it personal when he's frustrated, but be a team member of his, a support system for him.
Here's great news. There's a new brake pad on the market that can stop a pickup SUV or CUV up to 50 feet sooner than other leading pads. And on top of that, it lasts up to twice as long as previous designs. Sound too good to be true? Well, Wagner Brake did it. They designed their new Wagner OEX brake pads that stopped up to 50 feet sooner than other leading brake pads. To prove it, they got Link Engineering, pretty much the industry standard on brake performance testing, and they got their proof. But Wagner needed more convincing. They asked 400 top technicians to put Wagner OEX pads to the test, where it matters most, in their shops and on their customers' vehicles. 99% said they saw a noticeable difference in the new brakes, and 95% said they'd likely recommend them to other service professionals for their customers. Now, soon you can get Wagner OEX brake pads in your shop. They'll be available nationwide with coverage for 95% of U.S. pickups, SUVs, and CUVs. Get the full story. Learn about the science behind Wagner OEX and check coverage. Go to WagnerBrake.com. You mentioned coach. Do you have a business coach?
I do.
Who is it?
It is Cecil Bullard.
Okay.
And with Institute for Automotive Business Excellence. We've been with him since we joined a WorldPack Smart Group back in 2012. Best thing we ever did. Since we joined the Smart Groups, we had a 120% growth in our business since 2012 to 2000 and what we're projecting for 2016.
Wow, great performance.
So, we're projecting this year $1.5 million. And when we started, when I started with business, we were doing about
$680. Wow, and excellent. Good for you.
So we're very, very happy with that. And I recommend a mentor for sure. No matter who it is, I recommend it.
Were you instrumental in getting on board with the program with Cecil?
Yes.
So what you're saying is it you probably made it happen, and Rob maybe would not have done it without maybe you pushing?
That is absolutely true. I happened to overhear about the Smart Groups while in a ladies' restroom at the WorldPack Training Expo, which was held in California that year, in Anaheim, California. And this particular person was talking to another lady about the Smart Groups, and I just had to hear it. And came back, told my husband about it, and, oh, that costs money. We don't have any money. And I said, I think it's important. I really feel like in my gut, it's important. And so I began attending the Smart Group meetings, the first couple by myself, and then I drug him along, told him he had to come. He eventually did join us on the meetings, started understanding the language that I was learning, productivity, all these, the parts margins were not just margins, they're not markups, it's margins, they're
right.
Different.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, you think you're just doubling the price and you're making 50% margin, you're not. But
right.
All these things that we learned in business owner training, he came on board eventually, and now we're, I don't think we've missed, he is going to be missing one coming up because we have to move our children back from college, but we've been together at these meetings every time.
Isn't it amazing how some small tweaks in margin and productivity and car count make such a big impact to the bottom line?
Absolutely. And car count's never been an issue for us. It was margins and productivity.
Yeah, okay.
Because we didn't know how to measure them.
And you probably reinvented your labor rate after that.
Yeah, a little bit. I think we owned up about $30 an hour in the last 5 years. Still have the same customers. They stayed with us. We must be worth it.
glad to hear. Hey, Kim, if you could change three things right now in the business, what would they be?
Oh, goodness. I think the number one issue that we have, and I know this from other owners that it's not just us, from all over the states, is lack of technicians. That scares me for the industry more than anything. And was very happy the state of Tennessee actually is now 2 years ago began giving training, vocational training to high school graduates for free. So 2 year vocational training, and that includes automotive repair.
Excellent.
Very excited about that, but I think that that needs to be broader. I think that technician availability is by far number one. Number two, I think, is the reputation of the industry. We are, I think the reputation of the industry has long time been a problem, and I know that there are shop owners. Bogey at 180 degrees, her shop, beautiful. We built our lobby so when people come in, they feel like they're coming into a spa, not a shop that has 1970s paneling with certificates still hanging on the wall from, you know, back in 20 years
sure.
ago.
Yeah, great.
I want, you know, I think the industry, the reputation of the industry is going to be teamwork with all different owners to move forward and to change that that image. And number three, I think just the electrical component. I mean, how the computerization of the vehicles and such. I mean, there's so much we need to make sure that our training for our current technicians is moving forward. And I think the industry is doing a great job at that, is making sure everybody's trained.
Those are great points. Techs, image, and technology. Wow. You guys get away for any extended weekends?
We do, actually. That has been something that has been a process, and the process is getting the right team on board, getting the processes in, within the system set up. So it's hopefully, and everything is going to fail at times, but our systems are as no fail as possible. And the right technicians in the right places, and so that we can get away and not worry. I think we were held captive by the shop for so many years that if we left, we would service would suffer. There would be no income, et cetera, et cetera. We are, in fact, next month taking a 10-day trip with our family. We will often go to the smart group quarterly meetings at different locations. We recently had a training in the Salt Lake area and went 3 days earlier to Park City. And, you know, it's very important for us to spend 10 days in Hawaii last year. Yes, it was wonderful.
Oh, was that, was actually, that the WorldPAC trip?
We did the World Pack trip, but we also spent, so actually it was 14 days. We spent an additional 5 days.
Oh, yeah.
Just he and I, no business. And it was
the
wonderful.
Good old jet lag excuse. I love that.
Oh, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. But it is because of how we've set the system up, the business up. And I call the business a system because it's all integral, how things work together. We've been able to set the business in a situation, in a position that we can leave. And it's, I recommend if you can get to that point, it's good for your marriage. It's good for your business. It's good for your family.
Wow. Some great advice. This is going to be a hot episode for people to listen to. And I'm so happy that you could come on and talk to us about that. What's the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Balance. If you're an entrepreneur in general, or if you are a shop owner, if you don't have a balance, you're going to die with dirty fingernails and no money in the bank. But yet you've worked on people's cars and fixed their cars for them. I feel like the balance is the most important. And that was, The two things is make sure you have your balance and don't take it personal. Those are the two key things that have helped me every day in this business.
Well, that sounds like great words to live by.
I think the words to live by is, in addition to family or business or balance, is family. Our family is really the our life and our work balance. I think are truly the most important gauges to our success. And it's for us, it's not about the money in the bank, even though that's very nice. But knowing that there's that our balance with our family and that is all good says that we're successful.
Sure.
If our marriages and our relationship with our children and other family members, or our employees' relationships with their families, if that all suffers because of a job or because of a business, then I don't feel like that's a truly successful business. I think it's just something that's a driving force that's driving somebody. Our employees are our family. Mm-hmm. My son got engaged and our employees were there, at our celebration. You know, their families were there because their families are our families. So I think the words to live by for us is balance and family. I think that's most key. That's the most important thing.
Powerful stuff. Very powerful stuff, Kim. Well, I have to tell you, I'm so happy you came on board and we had this chat because I want to do this series called Married Partners, A Wife's Perspective. And you're our first. So I want to thank thank you so much. Kim Auernheimer with her husband Rob own CS Automotive in Brentwood, Tennessee. Hey, thanks, Emil, for being here.
Thank you for having me on, Carm. I truly appreciate it.
Hey, guys and gals, thanks so much for listening. Find additional show notes on this episode with Kim Auernheimer on the show's episodes page on Remarkable Results Radio. And that's also the place where you can subscribe to be an insider and get the pulse on every new episode release, industry links, and resources. I really do appreciate your engagement with the podcast and would ask that you help spread the word. Uniting our industry for continual improvements is a goal, and I'm grateful for your support. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.